news crews. Sorry about Tom and Jerry. It's just been disconnected. Well, anyway, today we are here with John, Savannah, and McKinley from Riverbend Elementary, and they're talking about the Maya tribe.
First, we're going to talk about the location of the Mayan people. They live in Mexico in the Yucatan Peninsula, which is in Central America. They also live in parts of Honduras. Their surroundings were wet, almost never dry, and their land was mostly flat.
Wow, that's a lot of places to live. Now let's talk about their yummy food. They had lots of corn, which they used for enchiladas. They also had squash and sweet potatoes.
Yum, I wish I was eating that right now.
Me too. They also had a couple of drinks. One was an alcoholic drink called blotchy.
Did the kids drink blotchy too?
IDK.
John, use my terms.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yes, kids did drink blotchy too.
Ew, yuck.
They also took their corn and put it on a big rock and took another rock and grinded it.
What should we talk about next?
We should talk about clothing.
No, tools and weapons.
No, clothing.
Why not tools and weapons?
No, clothing.
Well, I guess ladies first.
Thank you. Their clothing was not like ours today. It was very unique. Some of the things they wore were long cloths around their hips and tied between their waist. The women wore jewelry that was made from jade, which is a green rock. The women also wore long, colorful dresses that are made from cotton that the Mayans grew.
I'm now going to talk about the Maya homes. Their homes are often made of sticks and covered with mud. The roof is usually grass strings. They had limestones, which they made pyramids out of for special ceremonies.
What's limestone?
Actually, I don't know. I just saw it on a website.
Well, at least I looked up the definition. Limestone is a soft rock. Usually buildings are made out of it. We are now going to talk about tools and weapons. Geez, Savannah, quit shooting the bow when I'm trying to give them information. We are now going to start over now that Savannah messed the podcast up. Well, not totally over. We are now going to talk about tools and weapons. Some of the things they made were a bow and arrow, which was made out of clay and were used to find food. They also had a spear for stabbing.
Ah, someone just stabbed me. Call 911.
Not during the podcast, McKinley.
I was just kidding. Ha ha.
What? You mean you just messed up our podcast? It is not funny.
Yes, it is.
Geez, McKinley.
Anyway, they also had a slash and burn method for growing good crops.
John, what's the slash and burn method?
Slash and burn is a way to clear the land for good farming. They cut down trees and burned the stumps. The land was clear and full of nutrients. Well, I guess that's all for today.
Wait, there's one more thing.
What is it, Savannah?
Other information. There is some other information about the Mayan tribe. They prayed for good farming, and they had animal and human sacrifices. But they didn't eat what they had as a sacrifice. The Mayans were really smart. They had good knowledge of the stars. They were first to discover the number zero, and they had their own language. The Mayans switched jobs every day and traded a lot with the Aztecs. Once they had a drought, and many of the Mayans moved or died because of starvation. The Mayas formed in 2600 BC and started disappearing around 900 AD. Oh, John, there are still 3 million living today.
Oh, we have to go. This podcast was with McKinley, John, and Savannah. They're breaking in.